Devotions Upon Emergent Occasions and Several Steps in My Sickness by John Donne, Dean of St. Paul's, London. To the Most Excellent Prince, Prince Charles. Most Excellent Prince, I have had three births. One natural when I came into the world, one supernatural when I entered into the ministry, and now a preternatural birth in returning to life from this sickness. In my second birth, Your Highness's royal father vouchsafed me his hand, not only to sustain me in it, but to lead me to it. In this last birth, I myself am born a father. This child of mine, this book, comes into the world from me and with me. And therefore I presume, as I did the father, to present the son, this image of my humiliation to the lively image of His Majesty, Your Highness. It might be enough that God hath seen my devotions, but examples of good kings are commandments, and Hezekiah writ the meditations of his sickness after his sickness. Besides, as I have lived to see, not as a witness only, but as a partaker, the happiness of a part of your royal father's time, so shall I live, in my way, to see the happiness of the times of your highness too, if this child of mine, inanimated by your gracious acceptation, may so long preserve alive the memory of your highness's humblest and devotedest, John Donne. One. Insultus morbi primus, the first alteration, the first grudging of the sickness. Variable and therefore miserable condition of man. This minute I was well, and am ill this minute. I am surprised with a sudden change and alteration to worse, and can impute it to no cause, nor call it by any name. We study health, and we deliberate upon our meats and drinks and air and exercises, and we hew and we polish every stone that goes to that building. And so our health is a long and regular work. But in a minute a cannon batters all, overthrows all, demolishes all. A sickness unprevented for all our diligence, unsuspected for all our curiosity. Nay, undeserved, if we consider only disorder, summons us, seizes us, possesses us, destroys us in an instant. O miserable condition of man, which was not imprinted by God, who, as he is immortal himself, has put a coal, a beam of immortality into us, which we might have blown into a flame, but blew it out by our first sin. We beggared ourselves by hearkening after false riches, and infatuated ourselves by hearkening after false knowledge. So that now we do not only die, but die upon the rack, die by the torment of sickness. Nor that only, but are pre-afflicted, super-afflicted with these jealousies and suspicions and apprehensions of sickness before we can call it a sickness. We are not sure we are ill. One hand asks the other by the pulse, and our eye asks our own urine how we do. Oh, multiplied misery, we die and cannot enjoy death because we die in this torment of sickness. We are tormented with sickness and cannot stay till the torment come, but pre-apprehensions and presages prophesy those torments which induce that death before either come. And our disillusion is conceived in these first changes, quickened in the sickness itself and born in death, which bears date from these first changes. Is this the honour which man hath by being a little world, that he hath these earthquakes in himself, sudden shakings, these lightnings, sudden flashes, these thunders, sudden noises, these eclipses, sudden offuscations and darkening of his senses, these blazing stars, sudden fiery exhalations, these rivers of blood, sudden red waters? Is he a world to himself only, therefore, that he hath enough in himself, not only to destroy and execute himself, but to presage that execution upon himself? To assist the sickness, to antedate the sickness, to make the sickness the more irredeemable by sad apprehensions, and, as if he would make a fire the more vehement by sprinkling water upon the coals, so to wrap a hot fever in cold melancholy, lest the fever alone should not destroy fast enough with that.